He was 68. It was 10:50 p.m., a six-story house, three generations home, Beit Lahia, Gaza. 25 tanks came, they ordered, out of the house, 3 minutes. Everyone ran. The niece screamed, "My uncle's deaf and sleeping on the sixth floor." The only sound left, that of dynamite. It was 9:20 a.m. when they found his hand. He left a message in his fist. "I am not deaf, but the world seems to be."